Hey, Bobby, what's going on? How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Darren. Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, as we always do, we try to delve a little bit deeper into the world of spirit, soul, spirituality, understanding life a little bit more. So, how do we, how do we recognize that we are more than just this material body?
Well, it's a matter of education. See, it's called knowledge of the self, as opposed to material knowledge of how to make money, how to pick up women,
how to dress well.
How to dress. Those are all part of what's called the material life that we create for ourselves. But there is two lives that we can live. There's a duality, material life and spiritual life. For the spiritually trained person, they know the distinction between material life and spiritual life. For the materialistic mind, they do not know the distinction. They're inferior.
They don't even recognize the existence. This is a thing.
Yeah, they're on one platform.
Ego, so, material world, all of that. Like, my question to you is, how do you even recognize the existence of soul, spirit, spirituality? How do you get there?
Well, man proposes, God disposes. Let's say it's a simple formula like that. In other words, if you're sincere from within your heart, like some people are different.
Right.
Not everybody's the same. Everyone's different. Some people are sincere about spiritual life. Others aren't.
Right.
What is a person that is simply interested in material life called? He's called, or she is called, a sophisticated animal. So animals, just like an animal, a dog or a cat, the difference between a human being and a dog or an animal is they can't rationalize or understand spiritual life because of their capacity.
Because of how they are.
They don't have a capacity for it. They know how to eat. They know how to sleep. They know how to go for a walk.
Yeah, they all instinct.
Yeah.
Instinct.
And survival.
And survival, yeah.
So how to rise up off the animal platform requires some training. And when you start to become trained in these matters, then you can start to get an insight into the nature of the self spiritually. Because the spiritual self is the essence of the human being. But we're covered over by these animal propensities.
Amazing. Okay, so I mean, but you know, in talking to someone who doesn't believe in God, for example,
sure.
Right? There's people out there,
and millions. These,
yeah, millions. Right now,
hundreds of millions.
Like, how do you? Well, what I say to them is, you know, breathe in. Where did the air come from? Right. Like, all these laws that this earth revolves around, let's just say, there's also laws that match our human being, like our status on this planet, how we live, how we die, how we create relationships, how our life progresses. And it's deeper than our material bodies. But very few of us know that, understand it, and even if we do understand it, know what to do with it.
True. So it's a blessing, really. I mean, God exists without any question, but people are unaware of it. They don't see. Not a blade of grass moves without his sanction. He's all pervasive. Even in Christianity, they have omniscient, omnipresent.
Of course.
So he's all knowing, he's all present. He's all merciful. Allah means all merciful. So God is all pervasive. He's everywhere, he's in everything. But people can't understand that. But he is aware of every human being, of everything that goes on.
And God lives within every single living, breathing thing on this planet.
That's the definition of God. Definition of God is means and includes everything.
Everything.
So it's inconceivable for you and me and us to understand this.
Right.
But by mercy,
yeah,
it is possible,
yeah,
because there is a way out of this material world. and it's by good association. And getting through that association, a proper understanding of spiritual life through the ear, the sense, Darren, is the most important of all the senses that we possess. The ability to hear.
To hear, to listen.
To listen and understand. Mm. And if you get the right association, and if you're sincere, you'll become elevated, and you'll get out of this material world, and you'll become enlightened.
Okay, well, thank you, sir, for that insightful conversation.
And we you're welcome, Darren.
And we will touch base very soon.
Hare Krishna.